when I finished, and I got kind of just kind of hit me this, I hadn't won a major yet. Mm-hmm. So it hadn't really been on my mind, but no, it was really cool.
Overall reaction when it kind of settled in that you, you'd not only won the tournament, but you were able to carry away that check and that rather large match play trophy.
The trophy is heavy. It's not a small trophy. You know, match play is so funny. You know, it's you can play so well and still get beat by somebody who played better. You could play awful and still win. So I think just, I say almost just more of a relief. It's such a long week. 36 holes, 3 days in a row. I'm not really used to that much golf. So just kind of a relief that it was over. And I just kind of felt like I survived. More of a survival. I mean, obviously very happy. I played just barely well enough in each match. I didn't really blow anybody out. And I had two matches go to 18, one go to extra holes, and the other two were both very close matches. So like, it was just kind of a stressful, six rounds that I had to play. So just kind of more relief that it was over. Then I could, kind of relax a little bit, but, just so much fun. It's such a fun tournament. And to get to play that much golf in a week is great because you don't get to do it that much.
Was there any match where you really had to struggle to win it and you sort of tell yourself, hey, if I can survive that, I feel good about my chances, to win any match that may come up the rest of the way?
Quarterfinal match against Brett Walker, I was three down after three holes. I lost. I bogeyed one and two after lunch, and he made a really nice putt on three for birdie. And, three down after three is not the start you're looking for in a quarterfinal match. And I just kind of, put my head down and really just kind of locked in from there on out. I played very solid from there and was kind of fortunate to just sort of pick away at, at that lead and turned it around and end up, winning that one 3-2 on 16. And so that was kind of it was very stressful early on, but I was able to just sort of, plod away on it. I figured I had had a lot of time to get back into it. And that was probably the one that, that really, obviously sparked it. Now the next match, my semifinal match against Kyle Bauer, I was one down with two to play. And I hit probably the best shot I hit all week on 17 with the pin back left. I just hit a massive 7-iron inside, and I had a little fortunate three-putted, but I won that hole. And I think after that shot, I kind of really felt like I had some momentum and was fortunate to make a birdie on the 20th hole to win. So, like, those two kind of really do battle test you a little bit, kind of coming up with some shots when you needed to. And that was really nice to see.
Well, with your job at Skokie Country Club and trying to get the members going this year, in spite of, the terrible weather we've had here, how much time have you really had to work on your game and practice and be ready to go for this tournament?
Not much, to be honest. I think I played four or five rounds of golf this year, really. Prior to, and I mean, I get to hit some balls inside in the winter and, you get some breaks during the day and I can hit some shots, but, really as far as getting out and playing, not very much at all. So, it's unexpected in that regard, but Tuesday I was warming up in the morning before I went and hit some balls in the range and I felt really comfortable with the feeling that I had, and I was able to kind of ride that out and hit a lot of really solid shots with that thought. So, kind of just getting out and doing it a little bit more definitely helped. And I felt like I continued to get a little bit better as each match went on.
Garrett, is there any feeling? I took a brief look at the pairings the other day and looked like a couple of good players went down early, and including the defending champion. Is there a part of things on Wednesday where you start to look at some of the guys who are out and say, hey, this thing is somewhat wide open. Maybe anybody could win it.
Match play is such a, I think you have to get lucky in some regards, and maybe that's a little bit of how it played out. I mean, my bracket was pretty darn solid. I had a lot of strong seeds. I mean, I had to play Travis and, Travis Johnson, was it the morning match? That had been the third round match on Wednesday morning. And I mean, you know, Travis is such a great player. And, you know, it's kind of funny. It's like anytime I feel like you get through Travis, you feel like you could beat anybody because he's just so darn good. And so I think, you know, my road felt pretty difficult personally. But you know, I think there's naturally so, you know, so fickle that way. You never know what's going to happen. So I do just kind of feel lucky to get out of it and survive.
Kemper Lakes, several past champions have told me, is an incredible match play golf course, you know, mm-hmm. especially yep. with all the water and stuff coming in. I was just going to ask you, you kind of agree with it that it really sets up for a match play event?
It really does. I mean, I think if you start with, I mean, the entire back nine is great. I'm a big fan of the back nine, you know, just some really cool holes, 10, 11. You know, 11's reachable if you're a little aggressive with it down the hill. So like that's a risk reward, great match play hole there. You know, 12 tight driving hole, anything can happen. But really, when you get down to 15, the par five, you know, very birdieable late in the match, and then 16, 17, 18 with all that water in play, like it's a really nervy finish if you're not, you know, not completely on it, but. You know, you put any pressure on those particular shots, and it does ratchet up a little bit. It's great fun for that, you know. So I totally agree. It's really fun to finish on those holes, and I would say sometimes in the back of my mind, I would try maybe a little harder to get done before you get to 16, if that's possible. But I just wasn't able to accomplish any of that. So. But no, they're a great finishing hole.
Golf courses, when they are hosting major golf events, professional championships, tour events, majors, USGA championships, a lot of times there's a few months of grooming the golf course, getting it ready. Was there anything noticeable about Kemper Lakes that they were doing in preparation for the KPMG since it's only like 6 weeks away now?
Yeah, no, they're definitely doing some bunker work, doing some work with the sand. You know, sand was really good. Sand is good quality. There's probably a little more in there, but it'll compact in the next bit. You know, you could tell there. I mean, there was constant activity out there. They're, you know, look like they're prepping to put some, you know, some tents up, and you know, so yeah. I mean, you could definitely tell there was even a little bit of a buzz around. You know, just a lot of workers, and you know, yeah, definitely a lot going on out there, and you know. The course is, you know, like everybody, it's you know, we're coming out of a very late spring and winter, but it was in really fine, really good shape for this time of the year. And you know, they're eyeing for a really big event. So I'm sure it'll be great by the time that comes around.
So what does this do for the rest of your schedule for the section events? I'm sure you want to be right in the middle of the other majors, or at least try to be, and try to get that second one now that you've got one in the bank?
You know, we always, at least I put our section championship at the top of my list usually, you know, because that qualifies us for our national championship, which then can get you into the PGA championship. So a nice perk for playing really well at the right time there. So that's kind of probably the big highlight. But no, I'll play our, you know, I try and get to as many events as I can. So our, you know, we have our six stroke play events, and you know, Radix Cup in a few weeks is going to be fun at Oak Park, as usual. Roll through that for the Illinois Open. So no, just kind of a normal schedule for me. Obviously, you know, we'll see how I fare in stroke play this year versus match play. But no, I'm looking forward to the rest of the season and seeing if I can stay up near the top of this points list. My buddy Chris is still clipping me by a few points there. So I'm going to try and catch up to him.
Well, I know in past years you've tried to qualify for the U.S. Open. Is that on your calendar this year?
So I actually played that on Monday at Cog Hill. The shot 74, the playoff was at even par, I think. And I really didn't play very well the first day, which kind of makes the win in the match play a little more unexpected, because I just didn't really hit the ball very well, and really kind of just scraped it around to shoot 74. Didn't really feel like I was ever close to qualifying despite only being a few shots away, but so that's already come and gone again, and you know, just have to wait for next year for that one.
Finally, tell us a little bit about Skokie. I know you've worked at a couple of other clubs in the last several years. You feel like you've settled in over there, and how is it to be a part of that club?
No, it's great. I think, very traditional, very classic golf course. It's a great place. A lot of great members, starting to, I've only been there a little bit over a year, so still getting to know, a lot of the members. It's been great. We've got a good group of young junior players that are starting to become more competitive, and they're a fun group of kids to work with. They're pretty energetic about the game, so that's been great. Just grinding away at giving as many lessons as I can, and hopefully everybody's getting closer to their goals on the course.